The top 137 COVID contrarian Freedom Substack newsletters. By Bill Rice at brownstone.org. Below I rank and list the top 137 Substack newsletters that meet my subjective labels of newsletters produced by COVID contrarian and or Freedom authors. From this leaderboard, readers can identify writers who have achieved a degree of prominence or influence by challenging authorized COVID narratives and or who have become noteworthy critics of myriad status quo narratives. Key takeaways. Note. Points followed by an asterisk will be developed in a series of addendum notes in the reader comments section. COVID contrarian or Freedom writers comprise the most prominent subset of authors on Substack, a writer's platform of, perhaps, more than 18,000 authors who reach more than 35 million readers or users. Per my estimate, approximately 20 to 25% of Substack's estimated 18,000 authors could be described as COVID contrarians or Freedom writers. This would mean the total number of such authors might be approximately 4,500. Today's leaderboard identifies the top 1 and 2% of this subset of authors. Based on informed extrapolations, approximately 53 newsletter authors in this list generate a gross income of at least $50,000 per year. The average income of Americans is approximately $62,000. Note: if the paid ratio of newsletter authors is at least 4%, writers with at least 25,000 total subscribers likely have at least 1,000 paid subscribers, a level that would allow them to gross at least $50,000 per year from their Substack writing. These extrapolations infer that more than 99% of contrarian Substack authors are not using this platform to generate the primary source of income for their families. Expressed differently, fewer than 1% of Substack's COVID contrarian or Freedom writers make an income that would approach or exceed the national average or a common salary for a journalist employed by corporate media. The assumption is these authors are motivated by making a difference or contributing to a conversation they believe is important. Another disturbing assumption: it's highly unlikely any of the talented and accomplished authors on this list would ever be hired by a mainstream media news organization. Unexamined in today's dispatch is the question of whether the growth metrics of these authors have remained constant or perhaps slowed. Or, as is the case with my paid subscribers, recently fell off a cliff. My 90-day growth in paid subscribers. Professional cliff divers from Acapulco are practicing from the perch on the far right of this graph. Update. My total subscriber numbers, now 7,051, experienced a significant spike after I published this series of articles. Alas, my net paid number is still 288. A few notes on methodology. Authors are listed and ranked according to total subscribers. Except for six authors noted below, total subscriber numbers can be found by simply clicking on a Substack author's name. Substack also designates authors who have hundreds, thousands, or tens of thousands of paid subscribers by placing an orange checkmark next to the name of the newsletter titles. A project like this will invariably include embarrassing omissions. No omissions were intentional. Reader request. To notify me of authors who should be included in this list, readers can contact me via email, wrjricejr@gmail.com, or reader comments. Via this crowdsource approach, this list should become more definitive. Readers are encouraged to check back periodically to view a revised, updated list. Substack also produces leaderboards of top content creators in a variety of categories. For my project, the most important Substack leaderboard is the platform's list of authors in the health politics category. Many of the authors listed below are also included in this category. Science and politics are other popular Substack categories with leaderboard rankings. My list and Substack's rankings include many disparities. For reasons developed in my addendum notes, I think my list provides better or more interesting data. I was particularly struck by the sizable number of authors who don't show up on any Substack leaderboards, for example, my own Substack newsletter. A note about COVID contrarians and Matt Taibbi. Many writers no doubt started Substack newsletters to document COVID lies, but ultimately produced volumes of content about numerous other unreported scandals and false narratives. The first entry in my list, Matt Taibbi, has referenced dubious COVID memes in his articles and podcast episodes. However, this subject is not the main focus of Tybee's journalism or commentary. Still, when it comes to producing content that highlights alarming trends toward authoritarianism, Tybee is the undisputed king of our team of writers. A note about the left's roster of Substack authors. I started this project after I noted, with alarm, the huge, and rapidly growing, subscription numbers of Robert Reich, now more than 525,000. As one of my astute subscribers noted, the popularity of liberal Substacks like those of Reich, Dan Rather, and your local epidemiologist, and Michael Moore, who has 720,000 subscribers, is perhaps best explained by the fact liberal authors have far fewer gathering places on Substack. That is, compared to writers on our side, these subscription numbers are larger because far fewer statist or comply or else Substack authors felt compelled to create Substack newsletters. As others have noted, those interested in officially sanctioned content can simply read their local newspaper or popular mainstream websites. The COVID Contrarian pool is clearly much deeper and larger. Subscribers interested in this content have far more choices. Expressed differently, writers like myself face much greater competition than authors like Mr. Reich. Also, subscriber numbers are not necessarily the same thing as total number of readers or page views. Above, I point out that most writers shown in today's list are not working for money. Another important goal of writers is to reach as many readers as possible. At different points in their Substack careers, most newsletter authors listed below have reached large numbers of readers, figures much greater than their subscriber numbers. I added an addendum note that cites examples from my writing career. Where do I rank on this list? Per results of this research project, my newsletter ranks No. 92 on this top 100 list. If approximately 4,500 authors produce similar content, my ranking puts me in the 98th percentile of this cohort of authors. I'm flattered to be included in the upper echelons of the group of brave, dedicated and ultra-talented writers who are producing much-needed content that will never be produced by journalists working in the captured mainstream media. Total subscribers per numeric range: 200,000 plus 5. 100,000 to 163,000 plus 4. 80,000 to 100,000 2. 60,000 to 80,000 8. 50,000 to 60,000 6. 40,000 to 50,000 5. 30,000 to 40,000 9. 25,000 to 30,000 6. 20,000 to 25,000 9. 15,000 to 20,000 7. 10,000 to 15,000 17. 7.5,000 to 10,000 11. 5,000 to 7.5,000 15. 2.5,000 to 5,000 21. 1.3,000 to 2.5,000 12. Equals 137. Note: not including 6 newsletters with unknown subscriber numbers. 1 to 1.3,000. Not currently known by the public, perhaps thousands. The top 137 COVID contrarians, note, signifies additions to the list made after my first top 100 inches ranking was published. 495,000, 1. 1. Matt Tybee, Racket News, 494,900 plus. 347,000 to 393,000, 2. 2. Dr. Joseph Mercola, 392,900 plus. 3. Dr. Robert Malone, who is Robert Malone? 347,000. 200,000 to 257,000, 2. 4. Steve Kirsch, 256,900. Alex Berenson didn't need to work at the NY Times after all. 5. Alex Berenson, Unreported Truths, 244,000. 100,000 to 163,000, 4. 6. A Midwestern Doctor, The Forgotten Side of Medicine, 162,900. I met Jeff Childers at an event in Huntsville. He is as funny at the speaker's podium as he is at his word processor. 6. Jeff Childers, Coffee and COVID, 162,900. 8. Courageous Discourse with Dr. Peter McCullough and John Leek, 127,000 plus. 9. Dr. Naomi Wolf, Outspoken, 108,900. 80,000 to 100,000, 2. 10. Pierre Corey, MD, MPA, Medical Musings, 99,900+. 11. The Vigilant Fox, 91,900+. 60K to 80K, 8. COVID contrarians, like Jessica Rose, are far more interesting than the stenographers of the authorized narratives. 12. Jessica Rose, Unacceptable Jessica, 78,900+. 13. Dr. William Mackus, COVID Intel, 73,000+. 14. James Rogoski, 69,900+. Veteran investigative journalist John Rappaport has thousands of paid subscribers. John Rappaport, 66.9K+. 16. Rand Paul Review, 64,900+. 17. Emerald Robinson, The Right Way, 63,900+. Note. Ms. Robinson's site includes a blurb that her newsletter is the number one conservative blog on Substack. If this is accurate, a candidate for number one liberal author on Substack, Robert Reich, has 8.23x more subscribers, 526,000. 18. Igor's Newsletter, by Igor Chudov, 62,900+. 19. Eugypius, A Plague Chronicle, 61,900+. Thank you for sharing with your favorite Substack authors. 50K to 60K, 6. 20. Bregan Alerts, Drive, Peter and Ginger Bregan, 58,900+. 21. Dr. Circus, 56,900+. 22. Dr. Panda's Newsletter, 54,900+. 23. Elgada Malo, Bad Catitude, 52,900+. 24. Sasha Latipova, Due Diligence and Art, 51,900+. Julie Kelly, Declassified with Julie Kelly, 50.9K+. Note. Ms. Kelly's writing focuses on weaponization of DOJ and J6 content. 40K to 50K, 5. Dr. Meryl Nass had much more time to work on her writing and fight the plans of the WHO when her state's medical board pulled her medical license. Dr. Meryl Nass, Chaos Newsletter, 47,900+. 27. Mark Crispin Miller, News from Underground, 46,900+. 28. Margaret Anna Alice, Through the Looking Glass, 42,900. 29. Dr. Paul Alexander, 41,900+. 29. The Corbett Report, by James Corbett, 41,900+. 30K to 40K, 9. 31. Toby Rogers, Utopian, 37,900+. 31. Catherine Watt, Bailiwick News, 37,900+. 33. Lioness of Judah Ministry, Exposing the Darkness, 36.9K+. 33. Dr. Tess Lori, PhD, A Better Way, 36,900+. 33. Matthew Crawford, Rounding the Earth Newsletter, 36.9K+. Heather Haying, Natural Selections, 34.9K. Asterisk Second Smartest Guy in the World, 33.9K+. C.J. Hopkins, 31,900+. Paul Thacker is an expert on how DC really works. 39. Paul D. Thacker, The Disinformation Chronicle, 30.9K+. 25K to 30K, 6. 40. Celia Farber, The Truth Barrier, 29,900+. 40. Jay Bhattacharya, Rav Arora, The Illusion of Consensus, 29.9K+. 40. Joel Smalley, Dead Man Talking, 29,900+. Dr. Byram W. Bridle, COVID Chronicles, 26,900+. The Naked Emperor's Newsletter, 25,900+. 44. Robert Yoho, MD, Surviving Healthcare, 25,900+. 20K to 25K, 9. Elizabeth Nixon, Welcome to Absurdistan, 24,900+. 46. Dr. Ah Khan Syed, Archmedics Blog, 24,900+. 46. Marianne DeMasi Reports, 24,900+. 46. James Howard Kunstler, Clusterfuck Nation, 24.9K+. 50. Megan Redshaw, Truth and Triage, 21,900+. Dr. Christiane Northrup, True North, 21,900+. 50. Tessa Lena, Tessa Fights Robots, 20,900+. 50. Justin Hart, Rational Ground, 20,900+. 50. Walter Kern, Unbound, 20,900+. 15K to 20K, 7. 55. Interest of Justice, 19,900+. 56. Norman Fenton and Martin Neal, Where Are the Numbers, 18,900+. Alex Kreiner's Substack, 18,900+. Note: Kreiner's primary focus is challenging dubious economic narratives. 58. Chief Justice of Nuremberg 2, 0 to 17,900+. Matt Eretz Insights, 16,900+. Dr. Joseph Sanson, Mind Matters and Everything Else, 15.9K+. 60. The Real Dr. Judy Data, 15,900+. 10K to 15K, 17. The Last American Vagabond Substack, 14,900+. 62. Pharma Files by Aussie 17 to 14,900+. Jeffrey Jackson, of Highwire, 13,900+. 65. WMC Research, by Walter M. Chestnut, 12,900+. 65. Dr. Mike Yedin, 12,900+. 65. Cheryl's Substack, by Cheryl Atkisson, 12,900+. 65. Lies Are Unbecoming, by Unbecoming, 12,900+. Chris Bray, Tell Me How This Ends, 12,900+. Rebecca Barnett writes, Dystopian Down Under. 70. Rebecca Barnett, Dystopian Down Under, 11,900+. Francis Leader, Uncensored, 11,900+. 70. The Real CDC's Newsletter, by Kokin De Chien, 11,900+. 70. Ian Miller, Unmasked, 11,900+. 70. World Council for Health, 11,900+. James Dellingpool, 11,900+. 70. Cynthia Chung, Through a Glass Darkly, 11,900+. 77. Doc Malik, Honest Health, 10,900+. 77. Dr. Philip McMillan, Vahone, 10,900+. 7.5K to 10K, 11. 79. Sonia Elijah Investigates, 9,900+. Mike Adams, The Health Ranger, 9,900+. 81. Karen Bracken, Starve the Beast, 9,300+. 82. Dennis Rincourt, Dennis's Substack, 9,000+. Christine Massey, Christine Massey's Germ FOI Newsletter, 8.8K+. No College Mandates Newsletter, by Lucia Sinatra, 8.6K+. Dr. Colleen Huber, The Defeat of COVID, 8.2K+. 86. Sam Husseini, 8,100+. 87. Gerald Posner, Just the Facts, 7,900+. Note: In a recent article, Posner noted that his subscriber numbers increased by 60% in 2024. Michael Gray Griffith, Cafe Locked Out, 7.7K+. 89. John Dee's Almanac, 7,600+. 5K to 7.5K, 15. 90. James Hill, MD, 7.4K+. 90. Peter's Newsletter, by Peter Halligan, 7.4K+. 92. Bill Rice Jr.'s Newsletter, 7,051, updated. 93. Jessica Hockett, Woodhouse 76 Inches, 6.9K+. Ian Davis Substack, 6.7K+. 94. Conspiracy Sarah, 6.7K+. Jenna McCarthy, who has 6.5K+ subscribers, is one of Substack's smartest and funniest writers. 96. Jenna McCarthy, Jenna's Side, 6.5K+. 96. Moriarty, Things Hidden in Complexity, 6.5K+. 98. Simulation Commander, Screaming into the Void, 6.2K+. 99. Mark Oshinsky, Dispatches from a Scamdemic, 5.7K+. Madhava Seti, An Insult to Intuition, 5.7K+. 101. Dan Fournier, Inconvenient Truths, 5.6K+. Daniel Nagase, MD, Logical Surprises, 5.4K+. 103. Ashmedai, Resisting the Intellectual Illiterati, 5.1K+. 104. Excess Deaths AU, 5043, updated, 2.5K to 5K, 21. 105. Kyle Young, The Secular Heretic, 4900+. Dr. Groof's Health Protocols, 4800+106. Jacob Nordangard, PhD. The Pharos Chronicles, 4.8K+. 106. Ben Bardi, Armageddon Prose, 4.8K+. 106. Deep Dives and Articles by Gummy Bear, 4.8K+. 110. Nurse's Notes, by Kimberly Overton, RN, 4.5K+. 110. Lawyer Lisa's Substack, 4500+. 112. Sayer's Substack, by Sayer G, 4200+. Note. G started this Substack only 5 months ago on August 12, 2024. 113. Brownstone Insights, Content from Brownstone Writers, 4.1K+. Note. This Substack newsletter should not be confused with Brownstone's website proper. Also, approximately a dozen Substack authors who also write for Brownstone, including myself, are included in this list. Amy Sukwan, Amy's Newsletter, 3.6K+. 114. Franklin Okanu, Unorthodox, 3.6K+. 116. Jonathan Engler, Jonathan's Substack, 3.2K+. David Hagit, The Daily Doom, 3000+. 117. Lloyd Miller, Lloyd's Newsletter, 3000+. 117. Stop Mandatory Vaccination, 3000+. 120. Thorsten Siglaufsen, The Edge of Reason, 2.9K+. 120. Citizen Satirist, Tales from the Great Reset, 2.9K+. Brownstone fellow Debbie Lehrman has 2,700+ subscribers, a figure which hopefully will continue to grow. 122. Debbie Lehrman, 2,700+. 122. DD, Observations from a Nurse, 2.7K+. 124. Okay Then News, by Raphael Letaster, PhD, 2.6K+. Just Call Me Jack, Totality of Evidence News, 2.5K+. Note. This author recently noted he had to cut back on writing to pursue a real job. See Reader Commons in a separate story. 1.3K to 2.5K, 12. 126. True Views, by Todd Hayen, PhD, RP, 2300+. Catherine Austin Fitz launched her stack about 10 weeks ago. 127. Catherine Austin Fitz, The Solari Report, 2100+. 128. Reed D. Sheftal, MD, First Principles, 2000+. 128. Health Uncensored, 2000+. 128. J.J. Starry, The Stark Naked Brief, 2000+. Joshua Stileman, Reading Between the Lies, 2.0K+. 132. Laura Kastner, Clotastrophe, 1900+, updated. Peter Nayland Cust, All Facts Matter, 1.7K+. Transcriber B, 1600+. Rat says, 1500+, 136. Anne Tomoko Rosen, On Second Thought, 1.5K+. 137. Patrick.net Memes, 1300+. Subscriber numbers not available, 6. Note. I'm not sure why a few Substack newsletters don't include subscriber numbers. Ann Coulter. Note. Coulter, one of the world's best-known conservative writers, does have an orange checkmark next to her site's name and the message she has, thousands of paid subscribers. Except for one recent, excellent, article on COVID frauds, Coulter has not been particularly conspicuous in the universe of COVID contrarian writers. Karen Kingston, The Kingston Report. Note: Kingston's site is number 11 on Substack's leaderboard in the health politics category. Kingston and Coulter would certainly be in my subset of authors who are, probably, making much more than $50,000 a year from their Substack writing. Don Serber, a retired newspaper reporter and critic of the MSM. Sage's Newsletter, by Sage Hanna. Dr. John's Blog, by Dr. John Day. Good Citizen, The Good Citizen. Note: orange checkmark signifies The Good Citizen has hundreds of paid subscribers. By the numbers, 53 approximate number of Substack newsletters in this list who have 25,000 or more subscribers. Members in this group probably generate at least $50,000 per year, gross, from their Substack writing. Note: this figure includes four authors whose subscriber numbers are not published by Substack. 109 approximate number of Substack authors in the COVID contrarian freedom market who have at least 5,000 total subscribers also includes five authors whose subscriber numbers are not published. 5 million approximate number of cumulative subscribers in this top 100 list. Important note: this figure would include many duplicate subscribers, as almost every Substack subscriber subscribes to multiple sites. Some readers subscribe to more than 100 newsletters. The real market of readers interested in articles produced by COVID contrarians or freedom writers is thus not known. I'd be very interested in learning the number of unique individuals who subscribe to sites like these. 11,900 median figure of subscribers for authors on the top 137 inches list. 36,496 mean figure for 137 authors on this list. 1.3K to 495K, range of author subscribers. 2.5K to 5K, category with the largest number of authors, 21. 17,000 according to multiple sources including Substack, the number of authors who publish a Substack newsletter. Note: this statistic has no doubt grown since this number was first cited in published reports. My guess is that 20-25% of Substack authors might meet the COVID contrarian or freedom writer label. 35 million number of Substack subscribers or users. Note: this statistic is also dated. 720K number of subscribers for liberal filmmaker Michael Moore. Republished from the author's Substack.